When Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, follow me as I follow Christ, or be imitators of me as I also am of Christ. I mean, first of all, to imitate Paul, boy, that's such a challenge. That person was so wholehearted, that brother was so wholehearted, Paul. He sacrificed everything. He sacrificed marriage, he sacrificed his business, he left his rich parents and lost his inheritance in Tarsus when he decided to follow the Lord. Of course, God gave it back to him towards the end of his life. But the man was so wholehearted and total, and he was willing to sacrifice so much. I was thinking of this passage in 2 Corinthians 11. When you, in relation to be followers of me as I am of Christ. In 2 Corinthians 11, Paul says, you know, he says there are many people who are boasting about what they've accomplished for the Lord. Verse 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 18. Since many are boasting according to the flesh, I will also boast. He says there are, verse 13, false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And there are many like that today. And if you're not careful, you'll be deceived by these deceitful workers, false apostles, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. Are you able to discern them? There are many like that in the world today. And if you want to discern them, you better take seriously the things that we're speaking here about being before you're doing. So we are very careful about whom we allow to preach in this pulpit. If we don't know anything about his personal life, we say, well, I don't care how well he preaches. I want to know something about his personal life before I allow somebody to preach in a pulpit of CFC. I mean, if he's a great preacher, it doesn't impress me. Sorry. There are millions of churches that will accept you, but not here. We want people who do in their life, in their home. I want to know how you live with your wife. I want to know how you bring up your children. Then we'll allow you in the pulpit. Even if you're not a great preacher, just share a brief word, that's fine. But that life is more important for us. So, these are, if you recognize that, you'll be able to easily distinguish a false apostle or a deceitful worker. And he says, even Satan, verse 14, disguises an angel of light, so you better be careful. All these people who say they saw angels, you know who they are saying? They are saying demons. That's what they see, and they are fooled by the devil because they are not emphasizing life in their own personal life. And so, he says, these people disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. So he says, they are boasting about many things, why they travel, what work they have done for the Lord. And he says, I'll also boast. And look at his boasting. Verse 21. He says, compared to them, I'm weak by comparison. Okay, are they Hebrews? I'm also Hebrew. Are they descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? Verse 23. I am more a servant of Christ than them, and I'll tell you how. I'm not going to tell you how many countries I traveled to, how many books of the Bible I wrote, or how many people I preached to, or how many people I converted. No, those are all for other preachers. I'm going to tell you, I have been far more times in prison, verse 23, than the others. I have been beaten so many times for preaching the gospel that I've stopped counting. I've often been in danger of death in preaching the gospel and traveling. 5 times the Jews gave me 39 lashes on my back. 3 times I was beaten with rods for preaching the gospel. This is what he's boasting about. Once I was stoned for preaching the gospel. 3 times in my travels to preach the gospel, I was shipwrecked. We read about one of them in Acts 28. But apparently he was shipwrecked 3 times. Now why in the world didn't God protect a ship in which Paul was traveling? See, God doesn't make life comfortable for his greatest servants. Comfort is for those who are living for the world. Paul was one of the most wholehearted people of his time. and traveling to preach the gospel, at least we thought his ship would be protected, and his ship was wrecked. Not once, but three times. It says here in the next part of that verse 25, 24 hours I spent swimming in the water, trying to save my life, maybe hanging on to a piece of wood or something. He was in the deep. I say, Lord, what is this? Is this man serving you or not? Yes, he's serving me. And I will show you how much he was willing to suffer to preach the gospel, and how much he would trust me even when his ship is wrecked and even when he's 24 hours in the open sea. What a testimony. And then he says, I have been in frequent journeys. He hardly got any rest. And he would travel in rivers that would overflow. And verse 26, he was in danger from robbers that would try and loot him. And because he was traveling through dangerous roads, infested with robbers, he was in danger from his Jewish people who hated his preaching Christ. And he was in danger from the Gentiles who felt he's preaching another God compared to the idols we worship. So he was in danger from both Jews and Gentiles. He was in danger when he was in the city. He was in danger when he was in the wilderness. Different types of dangers. He was in danger when he was in the sea. And then he was in danger among people who pretended to be believers. False brethren. We've experienced false brethren in CFC. Yes. Who came here hoping to become somebody important or an elder or something, somebody great, and then got offended with the truth. False brothers, their whole motive from the beginning was wrong. To gain something for themselves. The total opposite of the Spirit of Christ. These are the false brothers. I hope none is left here. You know, sometimes we are fooled by them. Like I've often said, these check posts where I'm fooled by somebody. I lift the check post and say, okay, come in. But God's got another check post further up. And he says, this fellow's a crook. Send him back. And he comes past my check post and out of the church. So I thank God there's another check post further up, manned by God, who cannot be deceived. And we've seen that again and again happen in CFC Bangalore. We've seen it happen in different CFC churches in Tamil Nadu, Kerala, different places. False brethren. And there's a danger we face there. And for some reason, God does not expose them immediately. And Paul says, he calls it a danger that the church can face through false brethren. And Paul faced it. He said, this is what he's boasting about. I mean, he could have boasted, well, I discerned these false brethren as soon as they came in. Oh, that would have been great, right? No, he says, no, I didn't. I got fooled. Paul lifted up the check post and let them go, but God sent them back. He's doing that even today. And then he says, I've been in labor and hardship. I've spent many sleepless nights preaching the gospel. I've been hungry and thirsty and traveling. Sometimes there's not enough food to eat, or the food you get is not hygienic. No clean water to drink. And sometimes without food. And in cold seasons and in exposure to the weather. And apart from all these external things, he says, finally, I'll tell you the biggest burden of all. The pressure on me when I'm concerned about what's happening in this church and what's happening in that church and what's happening in the other church. He says, all the others are not bothered. They're just sitting in one church. He says, I've got responsibility for so many churches. And I'm always concerned what's happening here and what's happening there and what's in there. And it's daily. Imagine a man who's got daily pressure. Not just concern, a pressure on his heart because of concern for all the churches. He says, that's what I boast about. And if somebody's weak in some church, I feel weak also. And if somebody falls into sin, verse 29, in some church, I'm concerned. Now listen to this man saying to us, what did we read? Follow me. Can you follow him? I read this and I say, Lord, where in the world can I follow you? Follow Paul. And he's following Christ. It can so discourage us. But here's the encouragement. He's not saying be like me or have my ministry. No, that would discourage us. Or suffer like I did. I've never suffered like that. But what does it mean? It's, you know, it's like a man who is walking running a huge race, not a marathon race of 26 miles, but thousands of miles. I mean, from being born again to becoming like Christ completely. It's a huge race of thousands of miles, the greatest marathon of all. And because it's on sand, you can see the footsteps. Or if it's on snow, you can see the footsteps. So even if Paul is 1,000 miles ahead of me, I see his footsteps here. That's the best part of it. Okay, I'm not as anywhere near him. He's miles and miles ahead of me. But I see his little footsteps here. And I can walk in them. Even though I may be 1,000 miles behind him, and Paul may be 100,000 miles behind Christ, but he sees Christ's footsteps and he walks. So it's not that we are so close to Paul, or Paul was so close to Christ. No. But can you see his footsteps? Which means the way Paul lived, or the way Christ lived. I mean, even we don't suffer as much as him or accomplish as much as him, it's easy to see his footsteps and walk as he walked. Please, my brothers and sisters, accept this challenge today that I want to follow in Paul's footsteps as he followed Christ.